Brother Dana, brother mine, delivers you best worst case scenario podcast.
Three blind mice, and our grandpa was not blind, so you can get out of here with that.
I think it's the stature of the mice. The way they walk around with their canes.
You can try to explain it any way you want, but I just did magic. I did magic.
Yeah, he read my mind pretty much.
I'm a wizard, Harry.
He's like 11 from Stranger Things. He's all bald. And skinny.
More like an 11-year-old Harry Potter is what I am.
So you live in a closet?
Pretty much, man. It feels like it here.
It's a big closet.
It is.
On top of this mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah, we live on a mountain. It's almost like Hogwarts. Like we got our own academy. We got teachers. We got McGonagalls.
McGonagalls.
Yeah.
You know, with how much you know about Harry Potter, I would almost believe like that's what you thought her name was.
If I was telling someone in like the Middle East about Harry Potter who never heard of it, they'd be like, "Oh wow, who's McGonagalls? What does she teach?" She teaches sex ed.
Magical sex ed.
Yeah.
And it is magical.
How to fuck with magic.
How to use your wand.
How to use your wand for beginners.
For pleasure.
that just sounds like, it sounds like we're doing an advertisement for some sex toys right now.
Yeah.
I hear they're good.
You're right. It is like Hogwarts here. And that is a place I would love to go to. Like, not the weird kinky one.
Expecto orgasmo.
Expect it. You can't expect it, man. Then it never comes. But
you can with the magic wand.
God damn. I can't even remember what I said.
Kaboom. Expecto patronum. Sorry.
Yeah, but I would love to go to Hogwarts because it seems so amazing, and
I don't know, they seem pretty woke there.
And when I turned 11, though, I was genuinely a little upset that I didn't get a letter.
When you turned 11 years old?
I didn't receive a letter.
So you were a full believer in Harry Potter.
I was a believer to my core, man.
Yeah, so you were trying to like Ronald Weasel your way into Harry Potter,
into Hogwarts. I was like, maybe I can just like.
So did you run out of brick wall with a shopping cart from Winco?
I did.
What happened?
I hit it,
and
and I didn't go through it, man.
You know, I
didn't go through.
You know, I saw you run out of brick wall when you were younger.
That was when I thought I was going to Hogwarts, man.
Yeah, I guess
you saw me trying to get to platform 9 3/4.
I think you were like 9 years old. You just ran full fucking speed into a brick wall.
Yeah.
That was cool.
It was to get to Hogwarts.
Yeah. That must have been really disappointing.
It was.
It's like, oh no. It's not that Harry Potter doesn't exist. It's that the little fucking tunnel closed for me. The little portal closed.
What? What are you talking about?
The little portal closed for me to get into the 9 3/4.
It's fucking Dobby. He closed the portal. You know about that, right?
Vaguely. I remember vaguely what happened with that.
So Dobby, or it's Dobby, but I prefer Dobby, man. Dobby sounds better.
Dobby.
He doesn't want Harry Potter to get to Hogwarts because he knows the Chamber of Secrets is going to be opened that year. So what does he do? He tries everything in his power to prevent Harry Potter from getting to Hogwarts, yeah, including closing the portal to get to 9 3/4.
And the thing is what?
What is the thing?
Dobby, what is his race?
what is his race? He is an elf. And a house elf,
elf,
are pretty much the little slaves goblins of the wizarding world.
The thing I was going to say to your thing was that house elves have a lot of fucking power. And you'll find that out if you watch the Harry Potter series. You're like, oh my God, Dobby's like a fucking Jedi.
He is. But the funny thing is they can't use it like without discretion. So yeah, they have so much fucking power. Like in Harry Potter, he like blasts Malfoy, like Malfoy's dad, into like a... like,
he just fucking rails him.
Yeah. Yeah, he snaps his fingers and he just fucking flies.
He magic wands
him. And that's some massive power. But the thing is Dobby, he can't use it unless he feels like it's going to help his master or his whoever he wants.
It's like, if you're Harry Potter, it's Dobby. And if you're a Malfoy, it's Dobby.
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 You piece of shit.
You're fucking Dobby.
Yeah. No, it's sad. It's sad how they treat him, man. And Hermione, she makes a whole organization to protect the house elves.
Really?
But you know what's funny? The house elves
don't like Hermione.
They want to be treated that way. They like it.
They like being treated like shit.
Yeah. no, but they like being treated.
16-hour work days.
they like serving the wizards because they think that that's their duty and that actually gives their life purpose and makes them happy.
Opa Gangnam Style.
Okay, well, that's okay.
Opa
because,
Pata Style.
Because no one's listening to us from North Korea.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they have that on lockdown.
Opa Dobby style.
Dana's still working on his Korean.
Anyways, Harry Potter. How did he come to be? Why did he survive and his parents didn't?
Oh my gosh. Is that
a good question?
That's such a good question, Dana.
Because that's like the whole premise of the whole fucking
exactly.
Series.
That is the question that J.K. Rowling puts down.
And I think I can answer it for you.
Sorry. I'd like to hear that.
I think it's love. Love saves Harry Potter, right?
God damn, you're right for once. Yeah.
No way.
You are. Because this is how it works. Magic in Harry Potter, it doesn't just follow the rules laid down in classical like wizarding schools and what they teach them.
There's
also deeper magic. There's more ancient kinds of magic.
Like Wingardium Leviosa.
It's Leviosa, not Leviosa.
Shut up. Shut up. Keep fucking talking.
So shut up and keep fucking talking. Dana, 2023.
Shut up.
Yeah. God damn it. I'm so derailed, man.
Leviosa. I don't know Leviosa.
No, that's not it.
No.
The love magic. It's not love magic in that way. Otherwise, it would be another Bates Motel episode. And we can't go back there.
Yeah, some love magic, man. That sounds like a fucking playlist you play on Spotify while you're banging.
It's one love of my playlists. Magic. It's my favorite one.
Chicka bow wow.
And so his mom pretty much... Listen to me.
I'm trying.
Open your ears.
My ears are
His
open.
Mom dies for Harry Potter when Voldemort comes there to kill them.
His mom does?
His mom dies... In front of him.
Like she jumps in front of
as like a sacrifice to like prevent
the spell from hitting Harry Potter.
Exactly. Okay. And what that did was that created this magic protection around Harry Potter that actually lasts up until he's 17.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
So at what point in the movies does he become 17? Is it like the Goblet of Fire?
It's like the last movie.
No way.
Yeah, because this is the cool thing about it.
I thought he turned 17 in like Chamber of Secrets.
Maybe for real. but he's supposed to be 12 in that.
I think he is 12 in real life too, sorry.
But that's interesting you say that because, yeah, so in the last movie, that's when the spell breaks and that's why they have to leave is because all of a sudden...
As soon as he turns 17?
Yeah.
That's a weird number.
Well, in the wizarding world,
it's like Voldemort's got to get you beef before you can fuck. you can't experience it.
In the wizarding world, though, you turn or you become an adult at 17 because wizards are more badass than us, and they become an adult earlier.
They become so they're like a year ahead of us.
Yeah,
that's all. Wizards are just only a year ahead of humans.
Yeah, you would expect it to be more.
Okay.
Yeah, and they can also drink at 13.
That's a real buzzkill.
And smoke at 12.
I was hoping. Yeah, that just sounds like UK real life.
Yeah. So that's love magic, not the weird kind. But
that makes me want to talk about what is it, Gilderoy Lockhart?
Oh my gosh, that might be my favorite character.
I think it is. I think it is my
favorite.
Write
that down for me.
I know. Write that down for me.
He's just so smug.
He's just fucking 150% confident in everything.
And 150% fraud, too, in the story.
Just like all insurance companies. So Harry Potter's mom jumps in front of him to save him, and it creates like this weird... like magic and tunnel in time that's forever protects him until he's
until he's
17. Like those are some weird D&D fucking rules.
Let me finish that thought though. So she makes this protection around him, and then when Voldemort actually gets there to fuck him up, he casts the spell at him, but because of the protection, it actually rebounds around the room.
His dad?
Huh?
His dad? Or no, you're talking about his mom still.
Yeah, his dad died too, but apparently his love isn't powerful enough. I don't know, some bullshit.
That sounds pretty accurate. You know, it's a dad thing.
Distant fathers.
Voldemort casts a spell at Harry Potter, hits his mom at deflex, and hits fucking...
No, not at all, not at all. But let me correct you. So he kills his mom... who sacrifices herself once she dies.
Inadvertently.
Once she dies.
She didn't realize she was going to die.
The protection goes to Harry. And then when Voldemort is looking down at baby Harry in his crib, he casts the spell against him.
I just picture like a Kung Fu, Kung Pao Enter the Fist, where he casts a spell down at Harry Potter and he dodges it, and then he just starts running on the walls and starts fighting.
And then Voldemort. He starts peeing on him. Yeah.
He starts fighting him hand to hand combat. The Voldemort can't take the baby.
Kung Pao Enter the Fist is maybe my favorite movie.
He's just like he's just fucking fighting Voldemort hand to hand combat, and then Hagrid comes along and little baby Harry, naked little baby Harry, jumps into the front of Hagrid's
and
hair.
they fucking fly
off into the sky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that would be way better.
I'd love to see that.
Holy shit. So yeah, so he casts the spell at Harry. It rebounds at that point and then hits him. So really, Voldemort committed suicide in a way.
Wow. He didn't see that coming, huh?
No.
And that wasn't even like a known spell or knowledge of back in the day, right? That could happen.
Well, Dumbledore knows about it because he knows about everything.
Where love can be like a protection spell.
Right. But Voldemort, in his arrogance of being an evil wizard and thinking he's the biggest, the biggest, baddest fool.
He bids all the time. He auctions stuff. Oh, can I get a $5,000 for the number 2,000, y'all?
Wow, you know the name of the brooms. That actually surprises me, man. Because I always think of you as a muggle when it comes to the Harry
I'm
Potter world.
I'm sorry to sound Middle Eastern, sorry.
Yeah. Because most of the stuff you don't know that much about.
I don't know shit about Harry Potter.
Every time you say something accurate about Harry Potter, it's like me like acknowledging like AI intelligence, and I'm like, holy shit. The program has become conscious.
Yeah, I've watched fucking Harry Potter movies, damn it. I retain information.
I know, but you haven't read the books, and I feel like the books are where the meat's at. It's where all the meat's at.
Okay.
Tons of meat.
Okay. You got the best fucking cut. Brag about it. Tell me more about your meat.
I'll tell everyone.
About your hairy meat.
About my hairy meat. So, yeah, so it kills, Voldemort dies, or no, he doesn't die. Man, Voldemort casts the spell, it hits
him. Obviously he doesn't die.
But the reason,
the whole series is based
the reason
on
why he doesn't die is because he's made 7 Horcruxes.
Yeah, and J.K. Rowling has made 7 Harry Potter books.
Right, it's the same thing. But do you know what a Horcrux is?
Is it a hooker that uses crutches?
No. Oh my gosh. No, it's not that. Not even close.
Horcrux?
But man, I hope that doesn't exist, but I feel like it does.
Of course it does. Just think of a fucking dive bar in the fucking Ireland. You know there's a Horcrux there.
Yeah, so...
So Horcrux is a bad spell, right? It's like a curse.
Sort of.
It's like a bad omen.
So in the it's Harry like Potter curse. Universe...
It's a curse.
When you kill someone... When you kill someone, when you commit murder against a person, what it actually does is it splits your soul. It damages your soul, so is what I should say. It damages your soul, which
when
is
you kill
believable.
Somebody mm-hmm. as a wizard or as anything.
I mean, maybe anything. But
okay, but in the wizarding world, it splits your soul.
It damages your soul.
Damages. So what happens if you like? Is there a limit to how much you can damage your soul as a wizard? Do you become Voldemort?
Yeah, pretty much. So this is the way it works. You damage your soul when you kill someone, and there are some really dark magic that some people know about.
There is some really dark magic.
Thank you, grammar police. You want to arrest me?
I do.
Man. There's some dark magic out there that allows you to, when you kill someone, you can take advantage of your soul being ripped, and you can actually take that torn piece and put it into an object. And here's where it gets interesting.
So it's about the ripping and the tearing.
It is. After you do that, the interesting thing is the object that you actually... So, oh man, I have so many Harry Potter ideas. Okay,
so you basically put your like little shattered soul pieces into physical objects. Is that what you're trying
kind
to say?
Kind of. It almost, though, it becomes the physical object. So
I could become a pencil.
Right. So in a regular human who
and
hasn't
I could write off everybody.
In a regular human who hasn't committed murder, their soul is untarnished, and while their body can be destroyed, their soul remains free. I feel like I've said that before. My soul remains free.
My body might be shackled, but my mind wanders free.
Yeah. So, but when you make a Horcrux, what it does is it actually puts your soul into the object, which means that if the object is damaged, then the soul that's in that is damaged.
Okay, so what if you put yourself in like a roll of toilet paper?
Gonna have some shitty soul, man. I don't know.
That would pretty much mean that that part of your soul would die instantly in the bout of a day.
No, because here's the thing. Only very powerful weapons can damage a Horcrux. So like if you put your soul in a pencil, if I tried to break that pencil, if I just tried to like snap it over my knee,
yeah,
I'd probably break my knee. Because
no way.
Because it's a magical item that contains your soul.
Okay, so it's extra strong.
It's extra strong.
Okay.
That's a pencil you want to have.
And how many Horcruxes, how many objects does Voldemort put himself in?
7, which is a special number.
It is, you know, it's in the ring. 7 days.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Horcrux thing is interesting. So did Voldemort put himself inside of that diary?
He did.
That is a Horcrux, right? 1 of 7?
Yes.
Oh my God.
That's correct.
What are the other 6?
Oh my gosh. Now you're really testing my Harry Potter knowledge.
Yeah, come on. You're a little fucking wizard.
So I'll name him off.
You're a Harry wizard.
So he's got the diary.
You got more hair than me.
He's got the diary. So he's got the signet ring. He's got the diary. He's got Rowena Ravenclaw's cup. her chalice. He's got, God damn it.
You lost me at, I think you lost me at the diary.
Diary, Slytherin's ring, the signet ring. He's got Rowena Ravenclaw's chalice. He's got,
he's got Malfoy's.
Sorry, it's not Rowena Ravenclaw's chalice. It's Helga Hufflepuff's chalice. Jeez,
he's got Draco Malfoy.
I'm ashamed.
He's got Draco Malfoy's.
Ashamed, huh?
He's got Draco Malfoy's underwear.
No, he doesn't want to be up in there.
I thought he does.
No. So let's take it from the top. Diary, signet ring. Helga Hufflepuff's chalice,
Draco Rowena, underwear.
Rowena Ravenclaw's diadem, which is like a crown.
Rowena?
Rowena Ravenclaw.
Okay, that's which, four.
He's got four there.
You got three to go.
And then he has got the locket.
That's five.
Slytherin's locket.
A locket in my pocket.
He's got a locket.
That's five. Two to go.
He's got...
You can do it. Come on. Stress that brain. Oh, you're done. You got 10
seconds.
Wait.
Just give me one sec.
This is like Harry Potter Ninja Warrior. He's almost through the obstacle course, but he can't quite do it. I'm going to have to cancel the show. Harry Potter Ninja Warrior is gone. He's got 5 seconds, ladies and gentlemen. Oh my God. 4, 3, 2. Draco Malfoy's underwear.
I failed you, man.
Okay.
But okay. But we'll come back to
you.
You
said way more than I know. Because all I knew from the Horcrux from the fucking movies was that he was in the diary.
Yeah.
That's all I can remember. You know, because I watched several times the Harry Potter movies, like from 1, 2, 4, or 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then like the last 2 or 3 movies, because they made the last movie 2 parts.
Yeah.
I only saw once. So the last 3 or 4 movies of Harry Potter, I don't remember at all.
Mm.
And I feel like the Horcruxes are kind of revealed in there.
Right. In the last 2, actually.
Yeah. And I don't remember.
Or wait. No. That's a lie. They're revealed in the 6 as well. So the last 3.
Yeah. There we go. That's why I don't know shit.
Oh my God. You just gave me another one. Wait, did you?
Through the shit?
The ring. No, I said the ring. Damn it.
It's because I have
it. I can't admit defeat, man.
It's like I feel like I've got amnesia. I can't remember.
Yeah. But, yeah, so he's got to kill the Horcruxes. Harry's got
to kill.
He's got to kill the Horcruxes.
Kill again.
Before I kill again.
Yeah, no. Like the Grinch.
But he's got to kill the 7 Horcruxes. And
those poor whores.
Those poor whores on crutches.
I know.
Gosh. Leave the whores. Don't got it bad enough. Harry Potter's got to kill him.
Leave Brittany alone.
Just leave her alone.
That's sad.
For who?
The crux.
I thought you were talking about Voldemort. Man, he was a bad dude.
Well, he sounds like it. So, I want to know more.
He killed his dad.
Voldemort?
Yeah.
Was that his first kill?
Yes.
So after he killed his dad, where's his mom at? Did Voldemort have a mom?
Yeah.
Or was it just 2 dudes?
She was actually a wizard. His dad was this really attractive muggle, and his mom either bewitched him or gave him a potion and made him fall in love with her. They had Tom Riddle, which was Voldemort, and then she stopped giving him the potion or whatever it was. And then he was like, holy shit.
You're fuck ugly.
And he left. He dipped.
The dad.
Yeah.
And then Tom Hiddleston kills his dad.
Tom Riddle? Yeah.
Sorry, Tom Hiddleston. Did I say Tom Hiddleston?
He did.
I'm sorry. Tom Riddle fucking killed his muggle dad just because he looked like Jude Law?
Well, not just that.
He's like, fuck you.
He also hated that he came from a muggle, too.
Oh, my God. So did his mom like that he killed...
No, his mom died. She was heartbroken after Tom Riddle like came to his senses and was like, I'm outie.
Wait, you mean not Tom Riddle, her husband?
Huh?
Her husband?
What?
You said that Tom fucking Riddle's mother came to her senses after her husband came to his senses.
Man, right? I'm confused right now. So Tom Riddle's mom.
God damn
bewitched
it.
His dad, who was also named Tom I know Riddle.
That. We know his dad was named Tom Riddle.
Exactly.
No way.
Yeah. He was Tom God. Riddle Jr., I think.
God damn this fucking story. Tom, fuck you, JK.
I think it was Tom
Riddle. Fuck you.
Man, I might be making it up, but I might be Scooby doing it. But yeah.
Wait, so her mom.
His mom.
His dad bailed after the love spell broke.
Right.
And then his mom committed suicide because of it.
She didn't commit suicide. She stopped eating and died of like heartbreak.
She stopped eating and died of starvation.
Or heartbreak.
Man, that's sad. And then did Tom Hiddleston kill his dad?
Tom Riddle. You know, I feel like we might title this episode Tom Hiddleston. Just
fuck you.
Just to be funny.
You know, Tom Hiddleston would have made a fucking great Voldemort. Think about it.
I can picture him without a nose, yeah.
No, like, picture, like, because Tom Hiddleston's a great Loki. He's so fucking sly and fucking cunning. Mm-hmm. Imagine him as Voldemort. Like, he'd be
so... I don't know, you might like him too much, and you might be like, you know what? Fuck this Harry Potter guy.
That's what I mean. Like, it would have made the dynamic, like, way more confusing and cool.
Yeah.
Because you'd be, like, kind of like, you'd be in love with the fucking villain.
Yeah.
It'd be like really weird.
Like he's bad, but I kind of like him.
I like this Tom Hiddleston.
This bad guy.
He's evil, but he's got manners. Like, but so like Tom Hiddleston or God damn it. Fucking A. Tom Riddle, he killed his dad.
Yeah.
After or before his dad woke up out of the spell.
After. So he killed his dad around when he was 16 years old. He went home for the summer and then decided to find his heritage because
okay.
He thought that his heritage would be amazing.
Okay. And then after he killed his dad, did the mom kill
him? His mom was dead like
before.
So this is the thing. His dad
dipped. I don't know why I care so much about this, but I do.
It's so emotionally provocative. So
like a Motel Bait.
His dad dipped, right? After Tom Riddle was conceived, right?
Yeah.
His mom
like, I can't
had
for that
him.
Child. I work his at mom, Walmart.
His mom had him, but she was so sad about Tom, about his dad. I know it's confusing. His dad leaving that she kind
this
of died.
This is a dad's episode.
That she died as a dad. This goes out to all the dads.
God damn. I'm so confused right
daddy
now.
Daddy wasn't there
I'm so
to
confused.
Change my underwear.
I don't know. God damn it.
But anyways, she died and I think before she died, she took Tom, her son. She took her son, Tom. To an orphanage. And that's
Bates.
Where Dumbledore finds him is at the
Dumbledore.
Orphanage. Yeah.
That's so Dumbledore finds Tom Hiddleston at an orphanage.
Tom Riddle.
Tom Riddle at an orphanage she finds Tom Riddle at an orphanage because Tom Riddle's mother dropped him off there. And then Tom Riddle's mom stops eating.
And dies.
Oh my God, that's so fucking sad, man. How old was Tom Riddle when
hey, let's negotiate and say Tom Riddleston. How about that? Does that make you happy?
I like that. Tom Riddleston. Yeah, let's go with Tom Riddleston. How old was he when his mom died? Do you know that?
He was a baby.
Like fucking one?
Yeah, probably.
God. And then that created an evil baby.
Yeah, because he didn't have no mama, no papa.
So, wait, who adopted him?
The orphanage.
I know that, but who the fuck raised him? Who turned him into a demon? Was it Dumbledore?
Probably nuns.
Wow.
No, he was evil. This guy was evil from his birth, man. From an early age, he was like torturing the other kids and like taking their shit and like calling him piggy nose. He was a bad dude.
That sounds like you're describing me. Are you calling me Tom Riddleston?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, the truth's coming out, guys.
Dana's Voldemort with a nose.
That's why mine liked Harry Potter so much, because he was Harry Potter and I was Voldemort.
Yeah. So he goes to this orphanage, starts terrorizing the kids, and then Dumbledore finds him and...
And fucking gives him like a swirly and a little atomic wedgie and just creates more hate.
I don't remember that, but maybe.
Yeah. Harry Potter.
Yeah. And that's Voldemort's origin story. And maybe in another episode, we'll get into how he lost his nose.
How did he?
I can't tell you.
Huh.
Because I don't knows.
Oh, my. I'm just going to let that one be silent.
Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah. Maybe in another episode, we'll actually cover Harry Potter.
I don't know. I think this is a good start. We covered Voldemort.
Yeah. Which is like the premise of Harry, or it's not the premise. It's the whole reason Harry Potter exists.
Yeah. It is his origin story.
Is Voldemort. Yeah. Which is the no-nose man.
Tom Hiddleston, as you said.
It's the no-nose man that nobody knows.
Yeah. And he who must not be named. Dude. Not be nosed.
Nobody knows.
I think that's a good start to the Harry Potter series.
Yeah, we'll be covering a lot more in the Harry Potter universe.
There's just so much to cover.
There's Professor Snape. There's McGonagall. Yeah,
we haven't gotten into any of them.
There's Dumbledore. And there's some other professors in there. There's also Hermione.
Yeah, but we'll save those. For another episode.
Ronald Weasley.
I'm going to cut Dan off. You cut off.
No.
So this has been an episode by Best Worst Case Scenario.
BWCS.
I don't know if I already said this, but I'm Mayan.
And I'm
Ronald Weasley.
No, you're not.
Who am I?
Dana. Remember.
Harry Potter.
Yes, I'm Dana.
Yeah. And thank you guys for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
We appreciate it.
We really do.
And
all the time. Every time.
Every day. I wake up every day when I brush my teeth and I say thank you. Thank you, listeners.
He does. I hear him say it through my other house.
It's real weird. But
through my nearby house.
So yeah, we will see you in the next episode.
It's been a magical episode.
It's been magic.
Wingardium Folly follow us sa.
Amazing. Goodbye to all.
Cheerio.